It's Monday, March 22nd, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Leah Sheribu, the Nigerian Christian teen girl who was kidnapped in 2018, is still missing, reports International Christian Concern. Leah's parents, Nathan and Rebecca Sheribu, have released an open letter to President Muhammadu Buhari. Mrs. Sheribu wrote, quote, "Sir, we plead with you to put yourself in our position and assume that Leah is your daughter. How would you feel knowing that she is in captivity just because she was courageous to refuse to renounce her faith? Leah is denied her freedom for 3 years just for that reason. Now that you are able to find solutions to rescue those in captivity, we believe that you should be able to bring Leah and others in captivity home if you choose to do so." End quote. Please pray that Leah Sheribu will be released. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." President Joe Biden mistakenly referred to Vice President Kamala Harris as, quote, "President Harris," end quote, reports The Independent. Listen.
Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago, one of the nurses on that tour, injecting people, giving vaccinations, said that each shot was like administering a dose of hope, a dose of hope. That's how she phrased it. Behind these 100 million shots are millions of lives changed when people receive that dose of hope.
A startling error, to be sure.
Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona.
Last Friday, President Joe Biden fell 3 times while trying to board Air Force One to fly to Atlanta, reports CNSNews.com. Video footage shows Biden leaving Marine One and walking a short distance across the tarmac to the stairs leading up to Air Force One. As he tries to climb those stairs, he falls 3 times. After the 3rd fall, he manages to climb the remainder of the stairs into the airplane. Biden will turn 79 on November 20th. Kayleigh McEnany, Trump's former secretary, was asked to compare the media coverage of Biden's 3 falls within about 5 seconds to Trump's singular fall.
When President Trump slipped on what was a slippery ramp, my deputy press secretary, Judd Deere, reminded me today it was days-long news cycle. Literally, CNN, their morning host, brought on their chief medical expert to talk about whether it was indicative of something neurological. Their midday host brought on Chris D'Elisa to talk about his unsteady walk and lifting of the hand. I mean, that is what President Trump got. And today, at least as of a few hours ago, there was just one mention of this on CNN.
Listen to this clip from a March 17th interview of President Biden by ABC's George Stephanopoulos, referencing Vladimir Putin, the Russian president.
So you know Vladimir Putin. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Reverend Franklin Graham thought Biden's response was ironic. Graham said, quote, "President Biden should consider that, in God's eyes, abortion is murder. It is the killing of the innocent, not the guilty." President Biden supports abortion, and his administration supports abortion, even government taxpayer funding of abortion. This year, more than 185,000 babies have been murdered through abortion in this country, end quote. Graham concluded, quote, "I pray that President Biden's eyes and heart would be open to this tragedy, and that our country would change its course on abortion. We will be held accountable by God," end quote. Romans 14, verse 12 says, "So then each of us will give an account of himself to God." After the Senate voted 50-49 on Thursday to confirm Xavier Becerra as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, pro-life leaders denounced the vote, stating that the confirmation is a, quote, "blow to all Americans who value religious liberty and the sanctity of life," end quote, reports CNSNews.com. Not surprisingly, the 2 Democrat senators who won the Georgia runoff election in January, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, voted to confirm the radical pro-abort. Kristen Day, executive director of Democrats for Life of America, said, quote, "We need someone to lead HHS who values life at all stages. The nomination of an unqualified state attorney general serves the purpose of appeasing the abortion cultural warriors in the Democratic Party," end quote. Sadly, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine was the only Republican senator to vote in favor of Becerra. Had she voted with the Republican caucus, he would have been defeated. To object to Senator Collins' vote, call 202-224-2523. That's 202-224-2523. Pro-life groups are thrilled that Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed into law a measure last Thursday.